USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hawaii's Governor Josh Green says he fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. Roughly 100 people are confirmed dead after raging wildfires swept through the popular resort town of Lahaina. The FBI is reporting less than 5% of the town has been searched so far. Green describes the devastation as looking like a war zone, adding that all state and federal resources are being brought in to aid recovery efforts. Hundreds are accounted for, and thousands are now homeless as families search for loved ones. If you can help out, the American Red Cross is an organization that's helping. The Internal Revenue Service can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax information records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the Internal Revenue Service keeps files safe. As evidence of illegal activity is being released by the House Oversight Committee, one Democrat says he wants Congress to stay out of the Justice Department's business. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin was referring to David Weiss being named special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. Raskin criticized Republicans who called for a special prosecutor, but then complained when Attorney General Merrick Garland named Weiss. Republicans say that Weiss was already in charge of the case and a part of the Biden's sweetheart deal that fell through. A ban on assault-style weapons is being upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court. A law banning assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by the state lawmakers back in January and signed into law by Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker. It came about 6 months after the Highland Park mass shooting. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican senators are continuing to say the Department of Justice needs to take a closer look at President Biden.
Reaction is continuing to come in after the appointment of a special counsel in the probe into President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Some Republicans are now calling for a special counsel appointment to investigate the president.
We need a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden and the $20 million that his family received while he was vice president.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking on Sunday Morning Futures. I'm Tim Berg.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump could face a fourth indictment allegation by tomorrow in Georgia.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis will present her case to grand jurors as early as today, reports indicate. She's expected to need 2 days to lay out her sweeping indictments in connection to attempts at overturning the 2020 Georgia election results. While the courtroom is blocked off from traffic and has a large police presence, Gabriel Sterling, Georgia Secretary of State Chief Operating Officer on ABC's This Week, said he's still concerned about the lone wolf.
It's not going to be an organized thing. It's not going to be a bunch of conspirators together. It's going to be one probably mentally unstable individual who's going to be radicalized through this process.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Today is U.S. Victory Day that commemorates the conclusion of World War II. Oddly enough, Rhode Island is the only state that observes the holiday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.